The events you are about to witness, some say, are merely legend. Born of idle minds, gossip, and sheer delusion. Whether fact or fiction, the question here is that of human nature. Are we truly worthy, sincere, and reliable creatures? Or are we charlatans, void of substance, living in an empty and heartless world? If our condition is indeed despairing, and we attempt to mask with a smoky vapor the illusion of what we really are, is it ever possible to face the mirror of self-truth? I would like to believe that this is possible, and that what is wrong can be righted by love, faith, and a true heart. But allow me to leave this for you to ponder, my friends.
When I was a young witch, the women snarled at me for putting spells upon their men. The men, they smiled ever so silently. Now that I'm an old witch, the men look daggers at me for casting spells on the cows and crops. The women smile silently. A young witch only needs her craft for mischief. She has other charms to force men to her will, but with time no craft will draw them to her arms. Yet the world will always seek our charms and symbols and curses. Without them, women will not thrive, nor can men fill their purses. What an old witch suffers, no young witch can ever. Shivering, hungry, she will sit, damning those who brought her low. Wicked days, there's little point to casting a spell. Women have learned so much from us that witch from non-witch is hard to tell. The women made my young days sad. The men give me no peace today. Garden spells too weak to keep. Rabbits, woodchucks, crows away. Ah, well, no use weeping over the creases and wrinkles of time. No potion, lotion, cream or magic ointment can wave them away. try to keep my belly filled. The least I can do is to scare these varmints from my garden.
Puff now. Puff.
all your wit and will upon it. Puff as though your very life depended on it. Don't just stand there, lazy one. Step forth. The world awaits thee. Steady, my lad. Come, another puff out of the very bottom of your heart. If any heart you have. Splendid, yes. You now have the aspect of a man. Have you also the echo and mockery of a voice? I bid thee to speak. Something then.
I'm at your service, mother.
Well said, my pretty one. Well said, you learn fast.
Must tell me, who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here?
My dear young man, these are the questions we all ask, the questions everybody desperately wants to be answered. from my greater age and wisdom, I could give you answers, but they would be mine, not yours.
Then what am I to do?
First, you will obey my directions completely and entrust yourself to my age and wisdom.
And then?
In time, you will replace my experience with your own.
How will I know when it is time for this?
You will know.
But how can I make such an important decision?
Make that decision. Life will make it for you. Someday something will happen to throw everything into focus. You will see is related to every other. It may be the look on the face of a man after you have said something. It may be the line in a book. It may even be
I get along until then.
Till you gather your own experience, what I have learned will be within you. You will know when it's time to switch from
should I begin?
Feathertop, you were created for good deeds. First call on Justice Goodkin in all your splendor and see what mischief you can cause in his household. He did great mischief upon me when I was young. I owe him somewhat. Anyone in town can direct you to Goodkin. This medal will give you entry to his house. What form your mischief will take, I leave to your ingenuity. The good justice has a lovely daughter. Give some thought to her. Attend to your pipe. Without the powers of the smoke, smoke which comes not from the pipe, but from the regions of hell, without the smoke, you will die, you will expire, you will return. When you see that the fuel in your pipe runs low, go alone to the corner and say in a low voice, Deacon, 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 a pipe. will be handed to you of the way and you live.
Deacon, is it?
Yes, yes, but don't call him until you need him. He doesn't like unnecessary bother. Another thing or two. For thine own sake, beware of mirrors. Some of them give back the truth of things. Not what you want to see, nor what others want to tell you. And do not be surprised to see me this evening. I do not want to miss what will happen at Justice Godkin's tonight. I shall be differently attired, but you will recognize me.
Thank you. Thank you, my charming lady. I treasure your every word and consider your wishes the deepest obligations of my soul. I see ahead of me a world of many problems and few solutions. The way lies open for me to perform great deeds.
Treasure your every word, obligation of my soul, deeds of greatness. Unless he develops a conscience, that broomstick will go far.